From there, we went to Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Dad leased a ranch up there, and we had an old farm, an old ranch house we lived in. And away off from the house was a barn and corrals and things. So we had cattle, and there was a pond there. And we had a lot of fun because the river run, Washita River, ran along our, in between our parts of our property, and also the railroad track. And Mom and Dad made a garden, so we had garden things. Mom canned them, and she had to wash our clothes in a big black kettle over an open fire outside, and she had a stick that she rubbed our clothes up and down, so the suds would run through them, and she had a rub board, and so she had to do this outside, and Dad had to build a fire underneath this big pot so the water would be good and hot. And then she took the ashes and made our soap. We had lye soap because you just didn't go out and buy stuff then. And Dad bought me some little red boots, rubber boots, because it had snowed. And he separated the milk from our cows and sold cream. And he kept the separated milk for the hogs. And a snowstorm came along, and in Cheyenne, we were pretty close toward Colorado, so we got a lot of wind, and it blew great big drifts of snow. So Dad took us out, and the snow was clean there then because some of the the drifts were, you know, almost to Dad's shoulder. So he'd get clean snow, and we'd have snow ice cream. And we were eating snow ice cream, and he got me the red boots so I could walk out in the snow with him, and we could throw snowballs at each other. Well, we had it pretty nice because Mom canned, and so we had that, and they gardened, and we had potatoes, and so we were able to keep some of the potatoes most of the winter. So we usually had potatoes for ourselves. And in the summer, we had a good time. We'd go down on the river and have a picnic, and I would play in the sand, and my aunt and uncle come, Dad's half-sister and her husband brought their little boy and came to visit us, and we went down and had a big picnic on the river. And Dad would put a rope around a limb of a tree and let me get on it like a horse, and he'd hold the rope so it wouldn't go up too high, and it'd buck up and down with me. And I was supposed to be riding a horse. Well, I always rode a horse, and I always rode bareback like Indians did. I never used a saddle. And I used to go to the field with Dad all the time. When he was after the cattle, I'd go with him on an old black mare that somebody had us keep for them because they couldn't feed her, and I would ride her, and Dad would ride his horse he bought. It was a horse that nobody would keep. They'd buy it because it was a nice quarter horse, but they wouldn't keep it because when it was a colt, some boys had found it in along a road, and they lassoed it and tied an old tin tub to its tail with a bunch of tin cans on it. And then they whipped the horse, and it ran. And this tub was banging around its heels and scared it to death. If anything got around its heels, it'd just fucking pitch and have a fit. It'd just go crazy. So nobody would keep the horse because of that. And Dad said, "Won't bother me. If it bucks and pitches, I'll stay with it." So we kept it. And Dad, I wanted to ride it. His name was Rusty. Dad told me no. Rusty wasn't safe for me, and just be glad I could ride old Blackie. So he sent me to the house one day when something broke down for a tool, and he told me exactly what tool it was. I was 5 years old then. And he explained the tool to me, and I went to the house to get the tool for him, and I didn't come back, and I didn't come back, and I didn't come back. And he got upset. So he left the team and the broken cultivator or whatever it was he was working on. He came up to find out what was wrong. And there I am on old Rusty. And I was running him through the pond, and he had to swim through part of it. It was that deep. So I was running him across, swimming across with him. And I was get on the other side, and I'd use the quirt and tell him to get back, and we'd go back the other way. And Dad was scared to death. He was afraid he'd buck me off and I'd drown. But so he just said, "Duke, get off of that horse. Put it back in the corral. Get off of it." He said he was afraid to do anything else. He was afraid to scare the horse. So I reluctantly took it back to the corral. And he said, "How did you get that horse out of the corral?" I said, "Well, I climbed up on the fence. I took the bridle, climbed up on the fence, and I called him over. And he came over. So I put the bridle on him. And I opened the gate, and I got off the fence onto him." So Dad spanked me when I got off the horse and got it put away. But a few days later, we were in town, and I heard him tell the guys, "You know that bad horse I bought? Well, I have to tell you, my five-year-old daughter was riding him the other day and running him through the pond, making him swim across the pond." He was very proud of that, but he didn't tell me he was proud of it, but I could tell he was. So that was one of the things that happened. And